When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You can dance, sing.
You
can sing anyway, I guess. You don't have to.
Yeah.
You don't have to be able to move to sing.
But no, I do.
No. Some people
it's like
don't,
kind of. Right. Right. Some people can only shit if they're imagining a dog. There's different things for people.
He can shit. Other ways.
I don't know.
If he can't shit.
Oh, okay, gotcha. So if he's just feeling a little bit constipated, he needs to get it out. It's like a mental diarrhea.
Yeah. Gross. Big old. Instead of brain farts, he's got brain shits.
The brain poops.
Yeah.
All right. I got this all up and ready.
You weren't ready. I thought we were ready.
Oh no, we're ready. This is gold. I don't know what you're talking about.
No, okay. Well, anyway,
so, yeah. Let's get on it.
Mystery box season is the worst time of year ever, hands down. Fucking so stupid.
Go ahead.
Not because I don't like the mystery boxes. I enjoy them very much. Pretty much all of them. I don't really buy into like the ones that like MVP. I don't throw in any MVP, so I don't buy them. But I still think they're a good deal for what you get.
Yeah. If like you're only going to buy fucking one thing a year.
Yeah.
Do a mystery box.
Yeah, because it'll give you a lot of different stuff. It usually has, a couple putters. Most boxes have a couple putters, couple mid-range, couple drivers. It's like probably the perfect way just to, if you needed to get into disc golf and you wanted more than just like your three starter discs, it would be like the perfect way to get started. But what ruins it for me is all the idiots year after year who go onto Facebook to complain about the boxes they get because it wasn't as good as their neighbors. I don't know if they're neighbors.
Or their Facebook friend, maybe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or not getting discs that they throw. This is the worst fucking dumb argument I've ever seen for why they don't like their mystery boxes. It's because there's not a single disc that they throw. Because that's not how it works.
It's like, you could have just bought a disc at that point.
It would be like going to the gas station and going to the mystery pump and not knowing if you're going to get gas or diesel. My car don't run. Why didn't you get gas?
I love that idea. Let's start a gas station.
Is it gas? Is it diesel?
Is it gas? Is it water? Is it diesel? It could be water. Yeah. It could be pee. It could be whatever liquid, but
yeah. Whatever liquid we had to fill up, that's what's in there. And I hope your car's okay. Good luck. I think it would be a failing business.
Well, we'd be up for a little while, until people figured it out. I mean, we'd have to skip town.
Yeah, because there's no way we can afford gas. So it's water. It's all water.
it's just 100% it was water.
Yeah. So.
But, can cars run on water? Let's find out.
That being said, the Discmania mystery boxes do look pretty cool this year.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like you're a fan of the boxes themselves, just not the douchebags that surround the boxes.
Yeah.
Which I get. I get.
People ruin things.
People are the best and the worst thing about life. All the time. 100% of the time. They're
all great. The motherfucking time.
And terrible. But, yeah, no, I'm with you. I don't think I've ever bought one. But I always see shit on it on the internet. And every year I'm like, I don't want to participate in that.
Yeah, well, I mean, you kind of know what you like, and if you try out anything, you just are going to try it out from either a friend or find it in a used stick.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's where I started doing is I've just started to like search used stacks for $3 discs.
Absolutely. That's my favorite part of having disc golf stores near me is I can replenish my bag with a bunch of used bullshit.
And if you lose it, you don't care that much. As much.
It's all plastic. It's all love. I don't know.
Yeah, but like so what I used to do whenever I would go play Freeland, I would go to the disc golf store and buy like a used fairway driver for, you know, like $5 or whatever. And I'd always throw it over the pond on two. Because I'm like, well, if I lose it, it's no whatever.
Yeah. That's good.
Mm-hmm. But then sometimes you get like a, you find like a gem. Like I got that KC Pro Rock for $3 and it's like my favorite disc to throw. Like every time I get a step up to a hole where I'm like, oh yeah, you know, I'm throwing the rock. I get excited.
Are you looking for more KC Pro Rocks? Oops.
No, not really. I mean, I have a small stack. I'm looking for more like the older. I like them older and beat in. So,
I think I have two of them.
Okay, if you have like beat in ones too, I'll always take those because I only have one that's like really nicely seasoned, and I like to throw that one, so I don't throw my newer ones a lot, so they don't get beat in then. It's like a whole problem.
Sounds like a whole ordeal you have going over there.
But I gotta take out my like nice one because it's white and I'm sure eventually I'll be throwing
racist. In
the snow here soon.
Oh, yeah. Sorry to call you racist.
That's okay. I'll forgive you.
That's okay.
I once, just so everyone's aware, I once cleaned up a Nazi symbol. So it wasn't a Nazi symbol anymore.
Yeah, I was there. I helped.
Hold your applause.
Yeah, we made it a square.
It didn't look much better for a while because
it really didn't.
Nazi symbol was so old,
and so the it other had
to
parts, wait
for
yeah.
the new scars to kind of show up.
But you know, that's kind of indicative of Nazis.
Somebody did a really bad graffiti job on the rock by 17 at Cassidy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like it's just not even like funny.
That's stupid.
So, yeah, I think I'm gonna try to see if I can take someone out there who's halfway an artist and paint something cool on it.
You could do that, or just take paint thinner to it.
Yeah, I guess probably just a regular rock is better.
Yeah. Well, kind of. I feel like if you paint a rock, then you're going to encourage more rock painting.
What if I just, whoever I get to paint it, I just have them paint it in like a camouflage so maybe they don't even see it?
Ooh. That'd be funny. You just like run into something. What the fuck? Just a rock in front of you.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, that was good. A good thing. We did that.
We did it.
This is a show that we do so that we can talk to each other more.
Yep. Because we're adults that don't know how to use a phone half the time.
But the other half the time, hey, we nail it.
Nailed it.
But, yeah, this is Ono Disc Golf. This is the show. I'm Kyle. That's Eric. We're friends.
We disc golf.
We disc golf.
Poorly. Most of the time.
Mostly on brand. You know, it makes me feel better when I have, like, a total shank. I'm like, oh, that was for the brand.
Yep. It's all for the brand.
Yeah, it's all.
So many of my friends, whenever there's a bad shot, purposely just say, oh no, so I can whisper disc golf in the background.
I like it. I always say, thank you for the free advertising.
Excuse me.
That's horrible. That was a horrible noise. I'm going to have to edit this. Mm-hmm. This is terrible. That noise too. Just the little... Ugh. Nope, I'm definitely not editing this. I can't do it.
Well, anyway... If you'd like to support the show, you can support our sponsors. Use code ONO10 for 10% off over at disbaron.com. Use code ONO20 for 20% off over at frictiongloves.com. And use code ONO for free shipping on any item at our Teespring store.
Thank you. Check out to all our whoever social media. Just bought that abstract shirt. You're a dope person.
Oh, I figured out who it was.
Oh, well, never mind.
It's Dalton.
Oh, was it?
Dalton's dad. Yeah.
That's funny.
Check out all our social medias. We have Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, and YouTube. Oh no, disc golf on everything. Is Elon Musk going to kick us off of Twitter?
Hopefully. Fuck Twitter. I don't know. I haven't been on there in forever. Fuck Twitter.
Yeah, so mostly just Instagram and Facebook.
I don't like the idea of a single billionaire just being able to, like, fucking buy Twitter. Like, why? Why is that a thing?
I don't
Who
care.
Allowed that to happen? Why does he have that much money? We're living with, like, fucking kings at this point. This is fucking ridiculous. You ever think about that?
I
agree. Like that dude's a fucking king, and we're just like fucking little ants to that. Fuck that noise.
We're little peasant people.
Little peasant ants. Like, fuck Tesla. Fuck Elon Musk. Eat a dick and die. Sorry. Moving on.
Just fuck billionaires in general.
Yeah, well, yeah, the entire concept of a billionaire should just not be a fucking thing.
But we'll save that for next episode because we're having a good fuck one thing and then fuck the next thing.
Right.
So then next episode,
we can next do episode,
a fuck billionaire.
Fuck billionaires. Yeah, it's so easy. We can do that. We're doing it. Jot that down, Eric.
Jot that down.
All right. I went on a disc golf trip with my best friend here, Mr. Will Smith.
And the guy from iRobot?
Yeah. And others.
And others. The fresh Prince of Bel-Air himself, Will Smith.
Yep. I hang out with him. We went down to pretty cool multiple disc golf courses downstate. We stayed in La Junta, which is a Spanish word. I'm not good at Spanish, so deal with it. And we had a great time.
Deal with it.
Sorry. Like, if you like Spanish and you're good at it, I'm sorry. I'm not. And I don't have pronunciations down. So, but I do try. Not hard. But there's some sick courses down there. There's one in Lamar. That's a sick 9-hole course. I love park courses that have like big trees, really nicely manicured fairways. and you're just playing on grass the whole time.
The best part about park courses is you sometimes have moving obstacles like children.
Yeah, there was a lot going on. Like there was a skate park, so there was like there's a whole lot going on. But I didn't hit anybody and only lost my favorite disc.
Ever?
Yeah. Yep. That was my roadie with the skull stamp on it. Gone forever. But yeah, if you're ever in the Colorado area and you want to check out some cool courses, head on down about 3 hours out of Denver. There's some cool ones. Who would have thought? Don't go to the Cowboy course. It's fucking terrible. Shout out to my guide for being an awesome dude. You like Mac Miller? I can't remember his fucking name at the moment, but cool dude.
And he pointed out all the places that Kyle could die.
He did.
At the Cowboy course.
And it was helpful. I did write just a scathing review, actually.
You want to read it?
Let me look it up real quick.
You know what's funny is we did that top five ways or top five like nightmare scenarios on a disc golf course, and I don't think a tree landing on you and dying was one of them.
Well, let's go back and redo it because that's a legitimate fear, I guess.
That is like probably out of all the ones that you picked, could be the most plausible,
especially when like somebody 3/4 of the way cuts down a tree with a chainsaw and then just leaves it.
It's all part of the fun, man.
You're supposed to dodge it. What the fuck, Kyle? Yeah. You just don't get it.
Yeah.
No, I did like the, you know how there's like conditions. I put, watch out for all the dead trees that are about to fall down and kill you. And then my actual review, I'm a dick, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, everybody. This is terrible, but here we go. If you're a fan of horse shit, this is the course for you. The property seems to be completely covered so that every shot could be a shit shot.
You're not even walking on grass anymore. You're walking on horses.
Literally, it's just all shit.
They just like instead of like putting a basket in rocks, they just like put a basket in a pile of
just
horse
a just
shit.
A giant mound of shit. Yeah, mount shit is what they call it. Mm-hmm. There are 4 different trees that are extremely dangerous to players. One is about to fall on power lines. Another was a full-size tree, partially cut with a chainsaw, and then just left there instead of actually being fully cut down. All of the trees are about to fall on places that players have to walk. It has the potential to kill someone. Owners need to take care of it. And that's my review.
Man. So only 4 trees? You're complaining about 4 trees?
Yes, I'm complaining about 4 trees. And it's not much. And horseshit, yeah. Which is... I don't like having horseshit on my discs. It's just a personal preference. Right. I mean, maybe they like it, but I don't.
If you're, make sure you guys stick around for our top 5, because we're going to give you the top 5 shits you to have on a disc. Like, what's the best one to get on your disc? Horse is not on this.
He's just a bonus one because it's really not that bad. It's pretty dried out most of the time. Some of the time it's pretty wet, disgusting, but horse shit's not that bad.
So
probably human shit would be number one, the worst, you know?
Oh, absolutely. 100%.
Human shits are pretty bad.
So were there horses like running around while you're trying to throw too?
No, I didn't even see a horse. I saw no horses the whole time I was there. What? But there was so much poop. Yeah, I'm sorry, everyone. This is a rough topic.
I enjoy it. I'm enjoying it. We'll move on though.
No, I have one more thing. Yeah, it was. I went to another course after the cowboy course because it was that bad. We just left on like hole 14, and went and played a beautiful another park course. Absolutely loved it, and I would go down there again. I wasn't expecting much from the courses, but they were all really nicely designed. The pin locations were all like very thoughtful, and I liked all of pretty much where we were teeing off. So, on pretty much every course, I just had a fantastic time down there. And that's that.
So four good courses. Besides the poop. One really bad one.
Yeah, fuck the poop course. I mean the cowboy course.
Fuck. Well, that's good.
Yeah, dude. I mean,
overall, it was successful.
Super duper successful. It was a little bit of a different environment. It's a desert, so that was kind of cool too. Very, very pokey everything. So, like bushes or like even the trees were like stabbing the shit out of you. So it was kind of interesting. The rough was pretty rough, you know? Like,
it hurts.
Stabby.
Yeah, it hurts.
Hurts. They punish you.
Any aces? Any aces?
I chained out, but... So, I tried. It almost stuck.
I would hope.
But it didn't.
What was it with?
Pink zone. Ledge zone. Whatever thing.
Mm-hmm. Sparkle.
I love that disc. But it really doesn't stick in the basket very well. I will say that.
Yeah. I believe it.
But.
I started a glow league in Millington.
That's cool. I didn't know it was in Millington.
Last Thursday.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah. Cass City is... I don't know. I don't feel like they want us there like late at night. So
yeah,
I'm probably now that I have all this stuff to do it at some point, I'm going to approach them and ask. But Millington has short pads in now. So, it's a really good glow course because they're all like, it's all like putter and mid range is all you really need for it.
Fuck yeah. So it's not like, I feel like. Playing a really long course as a glow course would be fucking terrible.
Yeah, just because then, you know, you got to really make sure that all your discs are glowing well. Because by the time you get up there, there's a chance that the glow is ran out. Or, like, usually, you know, by the time, if you start in, like, when the sun's going down, the discs will stay pretty lit up. But there's always that chance.
Big time.
Yeah. But it's been, we only had one league night. We did singles the first night, and then I put out a poll on Facebook to see if people wanted to continue singles or do doubles, like random doubles. So we'll see what we do this Thursday.
I'm so proud of you. Well, yeah, I'm proud of you, dude. Like, you're really probably making a good name for yourself in the community.
Yeah, I mean, the first one was like all my buddies. So it's like people who would just come out and play with me regardless and if I was putting on a glow league or just going out to play.
I mean, count.
Now I have 18 lunar modules to go on top of baskets.
Ooh. Wow. So you're invested.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I got them. I got a pretty good deal on them, so I figured it'll be nice to have. The only thing is my buddy who has them for his home course, like the lunar modules, he said they maybe get about 5 to 6 hours on their battery life.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know how, if I'm going to be able to continue just buying batteries
just for a whole fuck ton of batteries.
Yeah, so
we may rechargeable maybe batteries.
I feel like it would definitely save me money, but like, you know, in the long run. But I feel like there's got to be just a better way in general, because like, I don't know, getting home and then making sure I get 3 times 18, 36, 54. 54 batteries on the charger to make sure they're ready for next week is like a whole task in its own.
Yeah, that sounds terrible. I want to quit that already.
I'm gonna keep, you know, I'll probably buy like one more set of batteries while I kind of prepare. But the one thing I was thinking about, since it is, they're all pretty short, is just sending each card with like a light, and then you just have to like run down, set it on, and then pick it up when you go to leave, you know?
Good work.
That was one of my ideas, and I don't know. I'll figure it out. We bought like cheap landscaping lights.
Okay.
And we broke all of them before the league even started. Oh. Because they kind of like had to stick up above the basket. So I think maybe I will look into buying just slightly more expensive ones that maybe can kind of, you know, like what's it called? Get the power from the sun. Solar, yeah, lights.
Solar.
So maybe that's the way to go.
Probably nuclear. Yeah, you know? That'd be the easiest way. Yeah.
And then everything glows, right?
Yeah.
It all has a nice green
glow. Green glow. What was the next thing? Are you done with that?
Yeah, that's it.
Do they have like flags that are glow in the dark? Maybe that could work.
I don't know. That's a good idea. I bought glow spray paint. And I thought maybe, because it goes on clear, so I can spray paint, like, the baskets. But you really gotta freaking, like, spray it on thick for it to do anything. Like, I think I would have to use a can and a half, at least, for, like, one basket.
That doesn't sound very efficient.
Yeah, that does not. That sounds almost more expensive than batteries. Yeah.
Well, yeah. I don't know.
But I think people do, like, they just buy cheap, like glow sticks, you know,
yeah,
and they just put them on the basket.
Right.
So that could be a way, but I'm also trying not to be like super wasteful. And,
yeah. Well, but batteries are really, really good for the environment. So
54 batteries every 2 or 3 weeks is not going to be good. No. So,
but I mean, yeah, maybe not.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like there's going to be a real easy option.
But think about it.
Everything's a learning curve, so yeah. I'll figure it out.
Somebody's done it before, so.
Yeah, that's what I probably should hit up Reddit.
Reddit.
See what, get some ideas.
That's it. I found a basket next to a dumpster like a year ago. And finally got the skin in. So that it looks like an actual basket now. I'm really happy about it. It's a...
And it works.
Innova skill shot. Basket.
It's like the cloth ones, right?
Yeah. And like, you know, I had everything except for the cloth. So, I had made my own basket out of string. But it always got tangled in the chains. And it was such a pain in the ass. And there was a lot of like, you know, through the basket falling things. Anyway, now it's like I have another basket, and it's just, it makes me so happy. If you can get one of these, man, they're portable, fucking awesome. Because they can be broken down just so much.
Right. To take anywhere.
Yeah, I can like throw it into like a backpack if I needed to. It's just awesome. So, nice to have a disc golf basket with you at all times. You never know when you're going to need one.
Right.
So, I like it. Big fan.
I think out of most, like, little, like, disc golf contraptions, I think that would be kind of my number one.
Yeah, like a basket that you can... I mean, it's, I don't think it's, like, the actual 100% size of a basket. I think it's, like, a little bit smaller. But count it. It's not close enough. Yeah. You still there? Eric? Hello?
Hello?
Oh!
Sorry, I had a little bit of phone troubles.
That's okay.
Well, are you counting us down?
3, 2, 1. Top! Oh, that's going to be perfect. Five. Every time I think it's perfect. Oh, yeah. It's never perfect.
We did the top 5 ways to sneak out of family get-together on holidays to disco.
Yep.
Man, that was smooth.
So smooth. So smooth. That should be... That's just great. Number 5. Start a fight. Not with you, but with 2 other people.
Yeah. Any topic will do. There's always disagreements in the family. Just, you could probably pick the same topic every year and get the whole family complaining or yelling about
just
it.
Just like...
And then you just sneak out the back door.
Just say Trump.
Just say the last name.
Yep. It's almost like Voldemort at this point.
Well, it kind of depends. Because some people are on Voldemort's side, right. So then...
That's what I mean. It's like...
Oh, okay.
There's 2 sides to it. The Death Eaters are really into Voldemort, man.
They love
that guy. Like, Voldemort, that's my guy.
That's my dude right there. You see that guy with the nose? With no nose?
No nose? That's him. Yeah. He's orange. Voldemort. I mean, it's probably time to move on to number 4.
Number 4 is create a distraction. That means you gotta knock something over in the kitchen, ruin the dinner, whatever. Just get everybody in one room.
Start a fire.
The room with the door in it into another room so that you can just sneak out.
Call the cops. Like, just SWAT your own Thanksgiving.
My cousin Pablo Escobar flew in for the Thanksgiving, so
yep. Next thing, on the ground.
Everyone's white and nobody looks Mexican, so they're not sure who they're looking for now at this point.
Well,
they end up arresting your aunt who just tans too much, right. And it's a good
thing. I mean,
but you don't know what happened because you're out enjoying
disc golf,
a good round of disc golf.
Right, so you just, yeah, that it was a distraction. You can go do what you want to do. If it's Christmas, just knock over the tree.
Yep. Can That always works.
Just if you're if it's New Year's, spike the whatever everybody's drinking and make sure everybody passes out.
Spike it with acid.
Allegedly.
Disclaimer. Allegedly. Don't listen to some of the extreme ideas.
Do not do this. Unless it's, you know, something you really want to do.
1 second.
One second. I think we just advise people to drug their family. It's worth it if you can play disc golf. Just thinking outside the box here.
What are you on? Because my headphones died, so I didn't hear a lot of it.
Your phone died?
My headphones
died. Oh. That sucks.
So I didn't hear anything you said, so I don't know what we're even talking about right now.
I was just kind of, you know, getting out the end of my jokes on Creator's Distraction.
Oh, okay. So you haven't told them number three yet.
Number three! Throw a smoke bomb or a stink bomb.
A smoke bomb's good because everyone thinks the house is on fire, but it's not. So there's really no danger.
That's a great thought. Yeah.
Because I was going to say light something on fire for a creative distraction.
Right.
But I didn't want anyone to burn their house down.
I think so. I said it.
Oh, okay. Again, don't listen to the extreme ideas.
Unless you're, you know, extreme.
Mm-hmm. And the stink bomb can be natural. You can just, like, eat a can of beans before going to dinner, and then you're the stink bomb, and they'll kick you out.
Yeah. It's like reverse psychology, almost.
Yep.
Number two.
Or get Taco Bell. Oh. Get Taco Bell on your way over. Then you're guaranteed to be the stink bomb.
I just farted.
Number two.
I'm going to have to edit this episode.
Ah, that's too bad.
Unless everybody wants to hear my fart. Go back just a little bit. You'll probably hear it. Sorry, everybody.
Number two is talk about genocide. Just keep talking about it. No matter how many how many people you bother with it. And eventually people will get uncomfortable and they're going to start to wonder what is wrong with you.
And probably kick you out.
Probably. Yeah. And then you can go play disc golf.
A lot of these are just like getting kicked out. So. And then number one, which was my terrible brainchild. Scream you have diarrhea and leave.
Don't run to the bathroom.
Don't go to the bathroom. Don't go to the bathroom. Door. Just straight out the front door.
And as you're leaving, make sure you grab like the really nice napkins that your mom or aunt or whoever's dinner you're at put on the table. You know, so then she's really freaked out that you're gonna wipe with like a $5 napkin.
It could work.
It could work.
Yeah. And then go play disc golf. So that's the idea is whatever it takes.
In case you're trying to be anti-controversial, you could just get your family into disc golf and enjoy it as a family. But where is the fun in that?
I like that. we have a couple of bonus ones.
Oh.
There's two wars! Two wars!
Oh, yeah. If you get your family talking about wars, that'll almost certainly give you a chance to sleep.
Yeah, 100% of the time, if you talk about war, it's going to probably go poorly with your family.
Oh, man, my heater just kicked on. It's so loud.
Sorry, everyone. Sorry, everyone, if I just leave this and don't edit it. Sorry. And then, you know, the last worst case scenario, just light a cigarette and blow it in everyone's face, and then you just leave. I don't know why you have to blow it in everyone's faces, but, you know, it makes sense.
That is fun.
And that was episode, what? What is this? 84.
84 episodes. We did it.
We're getting there.
It was a little bit off the rails, but...
That'll happen.
We drove it home. Ran it home.
Running it, yeah. Sprinted home. We sprinted. I had a great time. And hopefully you did too. Thank you for listening if you made it to this point. I mean, good for you.
If you made it past the whole segment on poor shit, then I applaud you.
That was a big section, Eric. Come on.
We talked about horseshit.
Probably
should have.
Eric, there was so much poop.
And now, if anyone who listens goes to the cowboy course, they can't blame us.
Yeah. Well, you could, but it's just gonna roll off me like a horse's poop. Oh, fuck. Well, I had fun, dude.
Thanks, you guys, for tuning in, and we'll see you next week.
And we'll catch you on the flip side. Oh, shit.